My next guest shares her story, a true story of moving at age 16 from Oklahoma to American Samoa, a 6,000-mile-away trip, the middle of the South Pacific, where she found herself trying to navigate adolescence while adjusting to life in place. Oh, goodness, people ate sea worms, sang to sharks, and more. Let's get into your story. The book is out, Mango Rash. We talk to you, Nan Sanders Pokerwinski. Nan, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Where's home for you?
I'm in Nuevo County, Croton Township, actually.
Yes. When did you pick up residence there?
About 7 years ago. We moved up from the Ann Arbor, Detroit area.
Are you a West Michigander for life now?
You bet. Where else would I want to be?
Good answer. Well, my opening, obviously not born and bred in West Michigan, and a story prior to you coming here, and that's what we want to talk about, including certainly a gathering this week as well. Mango Rash. Let's see where you chronicle these parallel journeys. Take us to your storyline.
Well, when I arrived in Samoa, as you said, it was quite an adjustment. But I wasn't the only one going through adjustments. Samoan society was also in a real period of transition. There was a major modernization campaign going on, and Americans were being brought in droves to upgrade healthcare, education, infrastructure, and just about every aspect of life on this tropical island.
In the middle of the South Pacific, why did you move from Oklahoma to America, to this area, as a 16-year-old?
Well, that's a good question. I've been wondering that for a long time. It was all thanks to my dad. He was a doctor, a physician, and he had kind of a dreamy side. He had always had this dream of living. Always had this dream of living on an island in the South Pacific, you know, the Rodgers and Hammerstein thing. Yeah. And so he just happened to be looking through a medical journal one day and looking at the ads in the back, and he saw this ad saying that they were looking for doctors to come down and work in American Samoa for 2 years at a time. And he wrote away. I don't know if he even mentioned it to my mother. He didn't mention it to me. Wrote away and asked for information. And they wrote back and said, "You're hired. Can you be here in a few months?" And we were on our way.
Emily left. How long did you live there?
We lived there less than 2 years. We were supposed to stay 2 years, but I ended up having a health crisis. Had to come back early.
And here you are, several years later, I'll just say that, authoring a book entitled Mango Rash, which is described as a story about learning to deal with change and impermanence. So what do you present to us? What is the story? What is not necessarily the storyline, but is this the chronicling of your early years?
It is in some ways. It's a coming of age story, mine and Samoa's. So of course there's romance and some heartbreak.
Is it all true?
It's all true. It's all true as best I remember.
Again, your tagline, coming of age in the land of frangipani and Fanta. So share a story, if you would. Give me one of your highlights here.
Well, there were a lot of dramatic things that happened while we were there. A fire, which was my fault, actually. a hurricane, drowning, and then my own health crisis. The hurricane was quite something to live through. This is a tiny little island, and it was really buffeted by this hurricane. We were in a house. We were fortunate because the Samoan people were in still kind of like grass shacks, and we were in a house that had two solid walls, but only screens in between. And all night long, we were hearing things blowing around, crashing into the walls, and it was quite frightening.
Yes. I'm going to ask about your health crisis. What was the crisis, if I may?
I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to give away too much, but it was something that necessitated returning to the United States for treatment. It was, you know, it really turned my thinking around about health during the time that I was there. Being a teenager, you think you're indestructible. I found out that wasn't true. Being the daughter of a doctor, I always saw medicine the way my dad was trained in Western medicine, that it was just you get sick, go to the doctor, they give you medicine, that's it. Living there in Samoa, I came in contact with the traditional Samoan view of health, and that was that it's really an interplay among a number of factors, social, natural, and supernatural. And if any of those things get out of balance, it affects your health. And so seeing how they looked at health gave me a whole different perspective on how to care for myself and maintain my own health that I think has helped me get to this point today.
Yes, thank you for that, author of the book Mango Rash, coming of age in the land of frangipani and Fanta, author in the studio on behalf of Nuevo, Nan Sanders, Poker, Winsky. Again, this is about how you drew strength from the Samoan culture. Talk more about the culture that was being threatened by modernization.
It was a culture with, you know, long, long history, long-standing traditions, a way of dealing with adversity that I came to really respect. There's a Samoan word, malosi, that means strength. And I saw that in the Samoan people when they dealt with, especially after the hurricane, putting things back together. There was never any sense of, oh, why is this happening to me? It was all, okay, how do we work together? And that was really characteristic of that society, this sense of cooperation and sharing. And, you know, as the American way of life came in, it was very different from that. It was much more materialistic. And so it was a real challenge to the Samoan people to hold on to their culture while becoming part of American culture.
Now, what's this? You were kind of shielded from the boys?
Well, you know how it is, being a 16-year-old girl. Your dad kind of wants to keep you protected.
Locked up?
Locked up, right.
Well, not to make light of it. Yeah, you clashed with your parents over forbidden boys, is what I read.
That is true. That is true. You know, of course, 16-year-old girl finds her ways.
So, you read about it in there.
They didn't completely keep me away from the boys.
Why the title Mango Rash?
There is a chapter titled Mango Rash that is about a forbidden boy, actually. And it's about the contrast between something that seems very delicious and appealing, but actually might have a downside. And mango rash is an actual thing that some people get, an allergic reaction to eating mango. So I was trying to kind of make a metaphor there of the very enticing thing that has a dangerous side.
Yes, again, part of your theme. You will be presenting your reading and words at the Nuevo County Council for the Arts in Fremont. Tell me about this.
That is the book launch party. Yeah, and it's going to be a really fun night. It will be from 6 to 8 that evening.
October 25th.
October 25th, open to the public. There will be a reading, a book signing, a reception, some Samoan music, some pictures, and actually three of the people who are in the book are going to be there, so people can meet them too.
Yeah. Do you have any contact with Samoa?
I do.
Okay.
I have kept in touch with quite a lot of friends who either were there and are no longer there but have connections. And I do have some friends who are still there. And
do you get back there?
Pardon me?
Do you get back there?
The last time I was there was 1986, 20 years after I had left. But my husband and I have big plans. We're hoping to get there this year.
Well, you're right about it. You lived it. And again, some 20 years later, might as well go back and visit.
Exactly.
Well, final word from you. Again, the book is out. How do we, obviously, we can get our copy on the 25th.
Yes, and it is available in many bookstores, and bookstores that are not carrying it are most likely very willing to order it for you. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, and from my website, nanpokerwinski.com.
And thanks for sharing your story during those times and more, and educating us to this coming of age in the land of Frangipani, Pani, and Fanta. Mango Rash. Thanks, Nan Sanders, Poker Winski. Have fun Friday night.